Lili Nishmas Rav Kleinimus Kamish Ben Rabbi Elimel. Peya Perig Zion Mishnah Aleph. Kol Zayas Sheishlo Shem Basada. Any olive tree that is famous in the field. Afilu Kazayas and a Teufel Bashasai. Even if it only produces, it's an olive tree that only produces olives that trip. Nataifa is the lashon that it trips a lot. Bishaso, meaning not all the time, only specific times. So it could have a cycle where there are years that it doesn't trip or periods that it doesn't trip. But when it does drip, it trips a lot. Ushechachai, and then you forget it. Einoi shechacha, it's not shechacha. And the Rav brings down from a pasuk that shichacha is only something that one is going to forget forever. Except for this, because of its chashivas, that he's going to be reminded because the fact that it's famous, it's not going to be forgotten, and therefore it's not shichacha. B'medvar mamurim, when does this apply? B'shmo uv'mayso uv'mkoymo. This only applies that the olive tree is so famous that you won't forget it. If it's famous in both its name, uv'mayso, and the way it works, the way it functions. Uvim Kaimo in its place, so the Mishnah explains, Bishmo, with its name, Shayashiv Chayni Oy Beishani, that this olive tree was a Shiv Chayni, which is that the olives would spill over, they'd be pouring out oil. Oh Beishani, or they're famous, because either Beishani is a lashon that it's Mevayish other trees, it just puts them all to shame from the amount of oil, or it could be because of some of Farshim explained like that it's famous because the owner also puts other people to shame from it. Sounds like he's not a nice guy. Therefore, the olives that come from his olive trees are famous in that right. So it could even be for a bad thing, like the Tiferes Yisrael explains. B'maisav, with the tree's actions, or output, shu oisa harbe, the output of the trees that they create a lot of olives. B'mkoimo, or it's famous because of its place. Shu oimid b'tzad hagas or b'tzad apirt, so that the olive tree is standing next to the gas, which is an olive press, or b'tzad apirtza, or next to a breach in a wall. So all these cases don't have shichacha. Now, what's the makom that we said earlier, if you recall? So here we're saying that if it's next to a place and it's famous for being the olive tree that's next to this pirtza or this olive press, so on and so forth, because if it's famous for that, there's no shichacha. But we said previously that machlekes beishamay beisilaf, if you leave in a bundle near a wall of loose stones, we explained that according to Beis Hillel, that is shichacha. So why over here, it sounds like we're going like Beis Shammai, and we're saying that it's not shichacha. So the Yishalmi asks, as the Yishalmi says, the difference is that over here, we're dealing with something, a tree that's connected to the ground, and it's standing next to a pirtza, this open wall, this breach in the wall that's also connected to the ground, or the olive press, which is also on the ground. So when you have something that's on the ground, next to, so the shicha is shichacha sakama, right? We're dealing with forgetting something that's standing or on the ground, like a tree, which is not standing grain, but it's a tree. And also we're dealing with something also mechuber, which is the thing that it's next to. When you have that, that is not going to be shichacha. The Mishnah continues, Shar kol azesim shnayim shichacha, ushloish einan shichacha. All other olive trees, two is shichacha, like basil, ushloish einan shichacha, and three of them is not shichacha. Rabbi Yossi Omer, ein shichacha lazesim. Rabbi Yossi says, there's no such thing as shichacha lazesim. So the Rav says, Rabbi Yossi is specifically dealing with the time, then Drinus, the king, destroyed most of Eretz Yisrael, and they had very, very small amount of olives in town. So therefore, it was very choshev to have any olive tree, and there was never any forgetting any olive trees. But he's moda in the time where there are enough olive trees that there is shichacha, as long as it obviously is not something that's so different than all the other olive trees, like we said.